Okay, so a little bit of wave, a little bit of curl, lots of body.
And I think she and Joseph Gordon-Levitt should get married.
This may sound like a typical hair salon, but don't let the club remixes of pop songs and banter about celebrities fool you. This is...
Welcome to Dry Bar. Just make yourself at home. We'll have a stylist with you in just a minute. Can we get you anything to drink? Any coffee, tea, wine, champagne, mimosa?
Beverage options aside, they only offer one service, a professional blow dry for $40. Since it first opened in Brentwood, California in 2010, Dry Bar has taken off. It's opened up over 35 locations across the country and has acquired cult-like status with its clientele.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, we're doing over 100,000 blowouts a month.
Allie Webb is the founder of Dry Bar. A few years back, she was a stay-at-home mom in the L.A. area who wanted to venture out of the house a bit more. A trained hairstylist, she started a mobile business by going to her friends' homes to recreate that feeling they got walking out of the salon without the whole cutting, dyeing, and paying lots of money part. Soon, she couldn't meet demand.
What I learned from that whole experience was that my clients, and that women really everywhere, had two bad choices out there in the market. They could go to their cut and color salon and overpay for a blowout, or go to the discount chain, and experience was off.
While it may seem almost too simple to succeed, more and more of these blow-dry-only salons are popping up. And they aren't the only niche businesses taking off. There are now lots of companies that focus on just one service. Spinning studio chains like SoulCycle and Flywheel have developed a huge following. Whether it's the candlelit rooms or thumping beats to help you wheeze through your workout, hundreds of people keep coming back for more. And nichification is thriving elsewhere. Take Etsy, for example. It's a place to find anything, from Elvis Presley pillowcases to hedgehog wedding cake toppers. These super niche companies are succeeding because they appeal to us on a lot of levels.
I think there is an element of luxury here, and that's often the feeling that people try to have with niche products.
Renee Gosselin is an assistant marketing professor at MIT Sloan.
It's not necessarily customized for an individual, but it feels special and it feels like you get me and you get the people like me.
Which in turn helps us build our own brands as individuals. For example, I'm the kind of person that likes loose curls for office meetings or push-ups by candlelight. But luxury has been around for a long time, and so has specialization. Just think the butcher, the baker, and candlestick maker. What's different about it now? Gosselin points to the rise of digital media as a conduit for the mega niche trend. And not just because it's a place to point, click, and order.
People like to be able to say, hey, you know where this came from? Or you know who made this? Or there's a really cool story behind this. Information and narratives have currency in this digital medium.
Social media has allowed people to spread the word about their products and themselves in a way that wasn't before possible.
You share a compelling story. You share something new, something you've discovered, something interesting. Niche innovations or brands are really well suited because you're not going to make a post about, you know, McDonald's generally because everybody sort of, we get it, right?
With unlimited options and products all around us, we want to latch onto something with a story. And a lot of women can relate to the story of Allie Webb, the stay-at-home mom who started Dry Bar because she saw other women like herself who didn't want to spend a whole lot of money for a hairdo.
I didn't want Dry Bar to be a place where you came in and you had a stylist who was telling you that you really could use a haircut or your color could look so much better if I could do this. You know, that pressure of soliciting clients when they're in there. You know, for me, I came at this business as both a stylist and a client. And as a client, I know that I want to just feel good.
And that's a story anyone can relate to. But as the company continues to grow, with stores opening up overseas, Webb is keeping to their core mission.
I think that having that attention to detail and focus on one specific thing, I've always felt that way throughout my career in doing hair, that it's really hard to be great at several things. But if you can focus on one thing that you're really good at, you probably will have a lot more success.
A formula that seems to be working. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.